The aid ship, which belongs to the humanitarian organization Open Arms, was carrying solar panels, equipment, and medicine that organizers say will be delivered to the Juan Manuel Marquez Pediatric Hospital in Havana and other destinations. 150 social and civil society coalitions joined forces with Open Arms to deliver the 14,000 pounds of aid to Cuba, which is facing what experts say is its worst economic and energy crisis in decades. When the ship docked, Open Arms founder Oscar Comps answered questions about their motive.
Why wouldn't we do it? I believe we need to be where we are needed. Right now, Cuba is being kept out of sight. It is a silent humanitarian crisis. They want it to remain unseen and unheard. But if we can bring visibility to it, now's the time.
Meanwhile, a cargo plane hauling aid sent by the U.S. reached the island on Tuesday as an effort from the Trump administration to give direct assistance to Cuban citizens while continuing to pressure their government. The plane carried 700 packages of food and hygiene supplies to be distributed directly to the Cuban people by Catholic groups. That's according to the U.S. State Department, which oversaw the operation. The shipment, worth $60 million, is part of a total of $100 million the U.S. previously promised to Cuba. It comes after months of intensified U.S. pressure on the Cuban government that has focused on sanctions against the country's military and intelligence. The latest iteration of this was a lengthy document released by the State Department on Monday accusing Cuba of running an espionage and left-wing influence operation in the United States over the past 5 decades. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, a son of Cuban immigrants, has taken a personal interest in pushing Cuba to make changes to its socialist system, while President Donald Trump has on several occasions suggested that the U.S. could take military action to topple the island's communist government. Jeremy Lewin of the State Department reinforced these notions when asked on Tuesday.
We're shipping prepackaged boxes of commodities. So it's food, medical equipment, daily essentials and things like that that'll help, hygiene kits, things that'll help families that are going through blackouts because the communist regime has chosen to steal the money and hoard all the assets.
Cuba produces only 40% of its fuel needs, leading the country to rely heavily on imports. Since the start of the year, the Trump administration has enforced an energy embargo on the island and is increasing pressure on Cuba's government to implement economic and political reforms. This comes after the U.S. abducted Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, who historically provided a large share of Cuba's foreign-supplied fuel. The embargo has forced the Cuban government to enact emergency measures to alleviate fuel shortages. Trump has also said he will put high tariffs on goods for any country that provides aid to the island. The U.S. energy and oil blockade has practically paralyzed the Cuban economy and the daily lives of people on the island. And the end is not yet in sight. For KPFA, I'm Amina Gordon.